Hi everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of Property Chat in early February. First of all, welcome along. This is our first dedicated podcast. We have done some podcasts before, but this is the first one that is actually designed for audio rather than video because we do YouTube videos. You can catch up with us at Ken Hume. Just look up Ken Hume on YouTube and you'll find we're a top hit there. In terms of what we intend to do with this podcast, well, hopefully inspire those of you that are thinking of investing in property, answer some of your issues, problems around property, and that is both sales and lettings. My background is I'm in Southwest London right now in an estate agency that I've owned and ran since the 90s. And hopefully I can give you some perspective on the local markets here in Southwest London, what's going on with sales, lettings, new legislation, broader housing issues, and the news. So welcome along. I hope you enjoy the format. And at the end of every episode, we're going to bring you our favorite quotes of the episode, and I hope you enjoy that too. So let's get started. First of all, news right here in Southwest London. First of all, our hearts go out to the families and loved ones of those affected by the Streatham terrorist incident this week. Very sad thing, and the people of Southwest London will not cow to these people. They will go about their daily business. On to wider issues as far as the market's concerned. People are being a little bit more bullish as far as sales is concerned in their asking prices. This is partly on our advice because we do feel that this is the first year where we're likely to see a release and actually see prices rise. Why is that? Well, we now have some certainty around Brexit. You may like what's happened around Brexit, you may hate it, but the fact is you do have some certainty around it. And similarly with the government, for a long time now, we've had a government where we didn't know about the election, what direction it was headed, etc. Now we actually have certainty around the fact that we now have a government. Again, like them or hate them, we know who they are. And I believe that the certainty around those things will bring confidence. And you know, if you look over the last few years, what we've had is inflation, we've had salary rises, but house prices have stayed the same here in London and surrounding suburbs. Why is that? Well, there have been a number of things that have impacted that. Stamp duty is one of them, of course. Legislation for buy-to-let property as well. But one of the main things, and actually the main thing in property, in my view, always has been that invisible thing, confidence. And when confidence returns, what happens is that people start to battle over properties, and then that price of that property starts to rise. And when that happens and others get word of it, natural greed kicks in and everybody thinks, well, if I could get in first, then I could actually make some money by buying this particular property. Not everybody looks at it that way. For some of us, it's a family home. For others, it's about making money. But the main problem of the last few years has been that where prices have been static or even gone into reverse slightly, people have been reluctant to move forward with purchases and life decisions. I think this is the year that will change. Remains to be seen, of course, but we'll keep you advised. As far as the market generally is concerned, we're hearing some good news out of central London that prices are rising for the first time in years and levels of interest are up considerably. Here in Southwest London, what we're finding, as I've said already, is that vendors are being slightly more bullish in their approach. Although prices themselves haven't yet risen, we anticipate that they will start to rise in the springtime. As the weather breaks, we tend to find that the sales market starts to come into its own. On to lettings now. You may be aware, new legislation this year, as every year actually, on the letting and management of properties. The new legislation requires that you have an electrical safety certificate. It comes in on the 1st of July 2020, and in order to let any property in the UK, you will now need a fixed wiring safety periodic inspection. And the people who carry these out have yet to be defined, but we suspect that it will be NIC, EIC contractors amongst others. And you need a periodic safety inspection. These are 5 yearly inspections, so once it's done and you've passed, then you're good to go with letting your property. My advice to you is get it done early, because come July this year, those contractors will, I think, have unprecedented levels of work, and therefore you may find it difficult to get hold of one. And the issue is, if you've got a property that's vacant right now, now's the time to tackle that, because once a tenant's in, it can be quite disruptive if there's serious electrical works going on, channeling out walls, redecoration. And in my experience, the redecoration is often the biggest cost in these things. The actual work may be a couple of thousand, but the redecoration could be another 3,000 or 4,000 as well. So that's something to consider. Those of you with existing tenants, it won't impact on you initially. What will happen is that on the renewal of that tenancy in 2021, you will then need to provide that certificate. So something to bear in mind and a complete change. It will affect your ability to serve a Section 21 notice, as do most of the other requirements now, the gas safety certificate, energy performance certificate, and so on and so forth, how to rent guide. So that's it as far as what's going on with lettings legislation. In terms of lettings market generally, we're finding that it's flat right now. We expect it to increase. Why? Because a lot of landlords have been selling up in the local area due to new legislation around tax. And this is the first year where the full implications of the inability to offset your interest payments against your mortgage versus your rent are coming in. And this means that landlords will make a smaller profit. That, together with increased legislation, has been the double whammy for a lot of landlords. We're also finding, from an agency point of view, that it's kind of a good thing because people are finding it harder to comply with the various bits and pieces. And obviously we've got that ducks in a row and can help you organize all those things. In terms of what's going on in the wider market, some general news. We've got local buyers to get a 30% discount. New homes will be almost a third cheaper for first time buyers under a scheme unveiled today by ministers. This is a report from the Financial Times. Robert Jenrick's first home scheme, first home scheme could save those who are eligible nearly £100,000 on average. The 30% market discount rate would prioritise key workers, nurses, police officers, military and teachers. The discount would be paid for with the contributions that housing developers provide through the planning system to benefit local communities. So when a home is sold in the coming years, a new local buyer would get the same discount. But the local government association has warned that it shouldn't come at the expense of providing truly affordable homes for rent. And we would agree with that. Some 1.8 million Britons live in high-risk flood areas at the moment, and about 90,000 homes are being built in high-risk flood areas over the next 5 years. The Climate Coalition published the report and is urging the government to strengthen flood defences. So if you're buying, do consider the environmental impact of flooding and erosion. And that's a report from the Daily Mail this week. Ed Sheeran, the pop star, has spent a further £10 million to buy 5 more upmarket London properties. He now owns 22 properties. Combined with his Suffolk estate, the musician now owns 27 flats, houses and mansions, bought for a total of £57 million. An insider said the amount of money he's invested in property is staggering, but it's certainly a shrewd move to invest in the capital. I would echo that. In the long term, it never loses. In the short term, it may fluctuate up and down. Finally, hope you've enjoyed this episode, and we'll be back next week with another episode for you. I said I'd give you a quote every week, and this week my favourite quote is, "If their absence brings you peace, you didn't lose them." If their absence brings you peace, you didn't lose them. So thanks very much for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Please like and share, and give us some comments. Send us an email to ken@jamesalexander.com. That's ken@jamesalexander.com with your property issues, problems, and we'll try and help with answers to your issues that might help everybody else that's listening to the podcast. So thanks once again. I hope you've enjoyed it, and we'll be back next week with another edition. Take care.